Good evening and welcome to the programme. More than 500,000 people turned out in freezing temperatures to see thousands of performers take part in London's New Year's Day parade. It's one of the biggest events in the capital, as Paul Curran reports.
In its 24th year, the parade is now the traditional start to London's New Year. But 2010 was different. Normally the route starts at Parliament and finishes at Piccadilly, but this year it was reversed.
The reason for the route change is mainly American television. Millions of people watch the New Year's Day parade over there, and so the organisers thought they'd give them the best view possible of London, and that was by reversing the route.
There were 24 marching bands, most of them from America, among the 8,500 performers.
We usually don't go outside when it's this cold, but it's nice that it's not raining. That's the nice part for them. They're a little bit used to it, but as long as they're moving, they're good.
Many of London's boroughs also put on a show for the crowd, which the organisers estimated to be a record at 550,000.
I arrived about 11 o'clock this morning, and there are already three or four deep along here. And I think in Trafalgar Square, I imagine the crowds have been even greater, and gathering now in Parliament Square, the biggest ever.
We saw the fireworks last night. That was great. Love the atmosphere in London. This is super.
Excellent. We've had a really good time.
We enjoyed a little group who were singing The Wizard of Oz.
They were good, weren't they?
Brilliant. Lovely.
2010 in London may have started off cold, but the parade left thousands with a warm feeling. Paul Curran, BBC London News.
A former friend of the Nigerian man accused of trying to blow up an aeroplane on Christmas Day believes he was radicalised after he left London in 2008. He's told the BBC that Umar Farouk Abdul Muttalib showed no signs of extremist views while a student at University College London.
I knew him on a very close basis, and had he have come across anyone, you know, who could have, you know, possibly influenced him, or had he expressed any views that would have suggested, you know, he was harbouring radical inclinations or extremist thoughts, then it certainly would have raised question marks with myself, at least, and other members of the Islamic Society.
A man has died and another is critically ill in hospital after a shooting at a pub in Croydon. Police were called to the Newton Arms pub in Thornton Heath in the early hours of this morning. The 34-year-old victim hasn't been named, but his family have been informed. One of the oldest people in Britain has celebrated her 110th birthday today. Ellen Watson from Staines has lived through two world wars and 21 prime ministers. The great-great-grandmother puts her longevity down to having a sense of humour and loving parents.
They looked after by a good mum. I had a good mother and father. I was a good girl.
Now, it's been the warmest decade on record, according to scientists. Just one reason the weather's given us plenty to talk about in the past 10 years. Wendy Hurrell now looks back at the weather events that have left their mark on the capital.
A new decade and millennium welcomed in under cloudy skies. Uneventful weather at first, perhaps, but then it started to get interesting. This is Kensal Rise after a tornado. It ripped through this small part of northwest London, leaving six people injured, smashed cars, and some homes almost totally destroyed. Then came the rain. Torrential summer downpours in July 2007 closed Victoria Station and, unsurprisingly, caused trouble elsewhere on the tubes. Croydon was swamped, as was Wallington Station in south London. But at least some saw the funny side. In 2008, we got the first October snow for 70 years. And rather more fell in February 2009. It was, though, a rare sledging treat.
Well, plenty there then in the last 10 years. And as the climate changes, I suspect the weather will be one topic that always keeps us in small talk. Wendy Hurrell, BBC London News.
Right, well, let's get a full forecast now with Louise Lee.
Good evening. I hope you've had a pleasant New Year's Day. Certainly it's been another cold but rather sunny one. And that's the theme, I think, for the next few days to come. Real wintry weather stays with us. A widespread frost through the night tonight. Those temperatures are really going to tumble. and particularly in rural spots. And as you can see behind me across the Chilterns and the Downs, we may see one or two snow showers as well. Nothing too significant, but I think with those snow showers certainly leading to some icy stretches on the roads, temperatures dipping down to -2 or -3. We start off tomorrow morning with a rather cloudy skies, a frosty start and an icy start. Take care first thing. Eventually the cloud easing away, temperatures recovering to around 3 or 4 degrees. And again, we will see a decent amount of sunshine, I think, throughout the day with a moderate westerly breeze. Now, all in all, another frosty night to follow and the wintry theme stays with us. In fact, Sunday into Monday, plenty of blue sky and sunshine. Temperatures in one or two spots struggling to get above freezing, and we may even get further snow showers along the Essex and Kent coast. Take care.
Well, that's it. We'll be back tomorrow. But from all of us on the team, have a lovely evening. Goodbye.